Ladies and gentlemen,
Dean Richards joins us from Channel 9.
Citizens of the world,
some of the world's greatest entertainers are here tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you?
And tonight, guess what? It's going to be Dean.
Yeah, Hollywood. You know I love you more than what I should. Yeah, Hollywood. Well, kiss me, kiss me.
Sponsored by the Captain James A. Lovell Federal Health Care Center. We go to Channel 9 where Dean Richards is standing by.
Uptown Funk You Up.
Andrea, say hi to Dean.
Funk You Up.
Hi, Dean. I like your rendition.
Being very careful what I'm saying there, by the way.
My Uptown
Funk slip of the tongue history that I've got, right?
Yeah, no kidding. You're past. Did I say this? Sponsored by the Captain James A. Lovell Federal Health Care Center? Yeah,
I
good
believe
people.
He did. Yeah,
Dean Richards is here, and we were talking about the commercials because by federal law, a lot of people don't know this, the FCC requires that every radio show and every television newscast talk about the commercials the day after the Super Bowl.
That is correct. That's right. We could lose our license if we don't talk about it until you're ready to throw up.
Hyundai First Date, highest rated in the USA Today ad tracker.
That was the Kevin Hart commercial?
Yep. Wiener Stampede followed that. Doritos Ultrasound, the Doritos Dogs. The Hyundai Ryanville, that was with Ryan Reynolds.
Yep.
He's dreamy.
Whose new movie, by the way, Deadpool?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Is it good?
Oh, really?
Awesome.
I'm so excited.
Awesome.
I love him.
One of the best superhero movies I've seen in years, literally. And that is a review.
Number 11 on the list was one of my favorite commercials, and it caught you by surprise. It's a little short promo for Universal's new movie, The Secret Life of Pets. And the entire commercial, a good portion of the commercial, are animated dogs in a circle sniffing each other's butts going, hello, hello, how are you? Hello.
That's right.
I mean, that was funny.
That was good.
12, the Super Bowl Babies Choir with Seal. Tremendous.
It was awesome, yep.
Tremendous. The Jeep Portraits at 13. That was as artsy.
That was the big serious one. Every year they have one like super serious one.
Oh, that was good.
That was really good, yeah.
Yeah, that was good. And I'm looking quickly down the list. The rest of them were mostly crap. I mean, does anything else jump out for you?
I have to beg to differ with you on Puppy Monkey Baby.
Oh, I hated it.
It was so weird. I had to like rewind my DVR and watch it over and over. It's like, what is that?
Well, did you notice the human part is the butt? You know, I mean, couldn't they make a cute baby face at least or something?
It was
such a freak show.
It was just so weird. It was.
I mean, I know you're with me on this because I like puppies, I like monkeys, I like babies. I just don't want them all together.
That's the point, though.
What part of that thing was a puppy?
The head.
Puppy head.
It was a monkey, wasn't it?
No, puppy head, monkey tail, baby.
It was
baby.
like a Shar-Pei or something, you know.
Oh.
One of those wrinkly.
A pug, like a little pug.
Oh,
though.
Yeah.
I like the, I'm not exactly sure what the advertiser was. I think avocados, the Scott Baio commercial.
Yeah.
That was kind of funny. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed.
Do you like Anthony Hopkins for TurboTax? He's not selling out?
That was funny.
That was all right. Yeah.
I liked that. I liked our friend. Whose name is going to completely escape me, the English actress, Helen Mirren. Helen Mirren, did you see that toward the end?
That was good.
Toward the end of the game, telling people to not drink and drive. Steve, there was a diarrhea commercial. How do you not mention a diarrhea commercial in your list of fantastic commercials?
Here's the thing that, and I mentioned this last half hour, I think they've either got to stop releasing them early, and they probably won't because they get extra bang for their buck that way, or they got to start charging less because people have never been less interested in the commercials. If you're at a Super Bowl party yesterday, people used to just commercials are on.
Yep.
Now they talk through them or they go do something else
because you've pretty much seen them all before they ever get on the air. I just don't think the commercials are the big deal that they used to be. I mean, literally, we're talking about it because that's what you do the day after the Super Bowl.
It's the law, Dean.
It's the law. It's the law. But really, the impact. And really, I mean, there were some, I thought, some funny ones, some, you know, impactful ones. I can't really say, wow, there was one commercial that really stood out.
Nobody crushed it.
Among all the rest, and I agree with you. I think it's because we've been seeing many of these commercials online, and they've leaked them all over the place way ahead of time. It doesn't have the same impact.
The lowest-rated commercial actually featured several of the NFL pregame guys. It was the Jublia toe fungus commercial. ask your doctor if Jublia is right for you. 63 out of 63.
Yeah.
So
weird one.
All right, we'll come back. We'll talk about the other stuff in show business. Ask Dean about the halftime show as well. Andrea is in New Hampshire. Did you get a chance to talk to Christie's people?
I did talk to Christie's people, and I interviewed his wife as well. She's very delightful.
All right, good.
She's
so
very
that.
Delightful.
Lady. That
and then
the big story?
I have a question. That is the big story, and I have a question for Dean about a bombshell. I almost had a heart attack during the Super Bowl.
I know what she's going to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
It's the end of her favorite TV show.
Oh, please. Steve, don't keep repeating it.
Coming up, 8:16, traffic first. Back to Mary. I mean, that's all you need. You know, Dean and Andrea is in New Hampshire. You know, I was making a point earlier that everybody's heard that song 10,000 times.
Yep.
And you couldn't have been happier when you heard it again.
And he did a great job performing
it. He crushed it. Crushed it, as the kids say.
Did a great job. I enjoyed all three of them together. What it was weird, number one, seeing the halftime show done in the daylight.
Wasn't that weird? Yeah, it takes some of the intimacy away.
It does. And the way that they shot it with some sort of special effect, you know, so it looked like it was on video. It didn't look live to me.
No, it did look taped.
Pre-produced.
They were apparently performing in a giant spirograph.
The colors were beautiful.
Colors
not a Coldplay. What's up with Chris Martin, though, crouching down the whole time? People were putting on Twitter, hashtag spineless without Gwyneth.
Gwyneth was there with the kids.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I have nothing bad to say about any of them. I enjoyed it all. I would have liked to have seen all of them more.
More Beyonce.
That's the only thing is I felt like...
all right, I'm going to ask you a question. Because, as you know, Dean and I are not experts on hair. Was Beyonce having a bad hair day? Was that something around about where she was? Was there too much hair for her head? What was going on there?
I think she looked good.
You know what I think? I think she has got a hidden fan in her brassiere because her hair is always involved. There's a fan by her all the time. Did you notice
that? Is that a new product, a new bra fan?
I think there is one.
I wear one of those.
Okay.
Gotta be.
I get warm. So
that wasn't a bad hair day. That was intentional.
I think she looked good.
Her hair was fine. I mean, okay. Lady Gaga's hair was weird, but
Lady Gaga killed the anthem,
killed
didn't
it.
She?
Killed it. She was awesome.
She's awesome. And I'm so surprised people are still shocked what a great singer Lady Gaga is. Mm-hmm. After touring all last summer with Tony Bennett and, you know, keeping up with Tony Bennett step for step, showing what a great vocalist she is. When she was on the Oscars last year with that Sound of Music
amazing.
Tribute and sounded amazing, Lady Gaga is the real deal when it comes to like amazing vocalists. Not a bit surprised that she did such a great job.
If I get stranded on an island, Dean, I'd like Lady Gaga and Adele there just to sing to me.
Right, exactly. Did you notice Beyonce almost fell at
yes,
one
yeah.
point?
Yeah, I did see that. Little stumble.
She does a little crouching down as part of her choreography and slightly lost her balance.
Who amongst us doesn't have problems in heels? Come on.
Completely.
Well, when you try to dance with Bruno, you can't try to dance with him. He is phenomenal.
Well, on the grass,
she's had
too.
No chance.
Yeah. Though, this was on the runway, though.
She was on
the hard runway, but... even though she recovered beautifully, you have to just be as picky as me to, like, really nitpick the heck out of something to find something to talk about. Because otherwise, it was just a really, really fun show. They announced that Beyonce is launching a 30-city summer tour, which will bring her to Chicago in May 27th at Soldier Field. And tickets are going to go on sale for that on February
16th.
Was
that the title track from the tour that she did? That was a new song she did.
Formation.
Yeah, it was like a Janet Jackson Rhythm Nation thing.
Yeah, the song is called Formation. Interestingly, as part of that video, there is a sequence in which she deals with the problem of police violence. And there's graffiti on a wall that says, "Stop Shooting Us." And police associations are calling Beyonce now anti-police. During the performance, there was a point at which the association, the National Sheriff's Organization meeting that was going on, turned their backs because they're now feeling that Beyonce is being an anti-police proponent because she doesn't want innocent people shot.
Yeah, look, what are you going to say about that? I mean, obviously art has its side and the police have their side, right?
Yeah, exactly.
The Honda truck, the texters are chiming in on the commercials. The Honda truck commercial with the singing sheep.
Also a good one.
Doing Queen, Somebody to Love.
Yeah, also a good one. I enjoyed the...
Did you like the Marmots?
I didn't quite understand that one.
The Marmots, I'm not that kind of marmot. When the guy goes to kiss the marmot after they had their marmot moment. Marmot makes a nice jacket, though. They really do. You guys know the marmot line?
I think I've seen it.
Yeah, outdoor marmots.
I think I've seen it. I enjoyed the Prius commercial also, where there's this big police chase.
And the police chase in a Prius.
And the Prius is outrunning him. Did you notice that it was filmed in Chicago? Lots of Chicago landmarks.
I noticed that.
Very, very prevalent.
What did you think of the Snickers Marilyn Monroe?
Loved it.
I liked that one, too, with Willem Dafoe dressed up as Marilyn Monroe with the dress blowing up. I don't think I ever need to see that much Willem Dafoe ever again.
But you know what? I tweeted this out last night. Even Willem Dafoe in a dress can't ruin that scene for me. So, Andre, any other thoughts on the commercials?
I have to ask him. I was blown away when when they did, they're doing all these, coming up, this, that, and the other. Then they said the final season of The Good Wife. And I said, next year? Oh, no, 9 more episodes
exactly,
left.
Right?
Huh?
Yep.
Jaw drop.
Yep, they decided to call it quits. I think this is a cool way to announce it also.
Oh, without, yeah.
Without
cool.
making
I almost
a
had
big
a heart
deal.
Attack,
yeah,
you?
It was just a nice, it was just a cool, subtle yet in front of one of the largest television audiences in the world of saying that the whole thing is going to be over. So this coming Sunday night will begin the end. There'll be 9 episodes starting this coming Sunday night.
Did they say why, Dean? I mean, because the ratings are great.
Because they're worried about you because you don't know it's a TV show.
And
that's
nobody
why
talks
canceling.
About it except
Steve,
Andrea. I don't hear anybody
true.
Else talking
that
about it.
That is not true.
Really?
I put it on Facebook and I got like 63 comments already.
Wow.
They're all me, but... No, why, Dean? No, why now?
They just feel like they want to go out on top. They have made some statements in the Television Critics Association meetings. They were talking kind of in a roundabout way. They weren't saying that the show is going to end, but they're talking about how they were sort of looking for a natural ending, that it's been a creative experience of a lifetime. Looking back at what some of the things that they've said now at that meeting, it was about a month or so ago. They're saying we're looking forward to using this season to bring Alicia's story to a natural conclusion. So without saying that the show is ending, now that we know it is ending, they're, like a lot of shows, just want to go out on top. Don't want to wait until the show jumps the shark.
Castle may not be back as well. Castle's
what?
Castle's back tonight for their second season, second half of the season. But there's a discussion that they may actually spin it off into a new show and bring back Castle.
Oh, probably involving the daughter.
Dean's running Colbert and James Corden video this morning on Channel 9, so you can check that out.
Yeah,
but James Corden with Elton John was pretty good.
Yeah, worth taking a look. It's all over social media. James Corden did one of those carpool karaoke's with Elton John. That's pretty funny. And
they stole that from us. We did that last year.
You guys did it first, I got to say.
It's outrageous.
Yep.
And was Colbert good? I've not seen it.
It was a good live show. The guests were good. Will Ferrell comes out in like a safari clothes, has a rifle around his arm, a safari hat. Safari.
Oh, like what's his name from the Columbus Zoo?
Yeah. He comes out and says, I've noticed on your new show you don't have an animal expert yet. So he comes out and
he's just such an idiot.
Yeah, they wanted to bring some exotic animals, and they bring the first animal out. It's a kitty cat. He brings the second one out as a gerbil. The next one, it's like a chipmunk, a chicken. It was funny. There were some really funny moments on the show.